Hot937, hot937.com. We are bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we do, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time for for the day.
First and foremost, I have to shout out my nail tech, Bella Buttons. She and her sister was tuned in for the whole midday workout. They enjoyed it. They got a real kick out of what we did today.
Oh, those are the ones that give you the bling on the, on the fingertips.
The bling on the tips. Stay with a couple bling pings, Bella Buttons. All right, so let's get into this tea. So first and foremost, Wendy Williams, her son's case for allegedly punching his dad in the face has been dismissed. It is over, which we expected. You didn't expect it to happen, Rex Paul?
I did.
Okay. So, yes. Okay. I mean, I'm glad for them. Hopefully, they can get on the path of righteousness. Mm-hmm. So, yesterday was Jaden Smith's birthday, and part of his celebration was feeding the homeless in L.A. I love how woke he is. He's just out here trying to save the planet, giving water to Flint. He's into, like, he's vegan. He's into, like, recycling, clean up the ocean and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, he teamed up with this restaurant called I Love You Restaurant that serves vegan food, and they did a one-day pop-up shop on Skid Row in L.A., which is, like, the most home where all the homeless kind of stay.
Right, right.
So, that was pretty dope. Spend his birthday, what?
I don't want to rain on your story, but homeless people wanted some meat.
No, you know what? I thought the same thing, but
I'm just saying.
They at the end of the day, they take it what they can get, but I thought the same thing. Like, why he didn't get, like, burgers or something? But it's a part of his mission. Health, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right?
I like his mission.
Good thing you're not homeless, all right?
Now I gotta go buy them burgers.
Okay. All right. So, Diddy. So, he went on Instagram yesterday to ask if we would like him to bring back Making the Band.
What?
He said that MTV called him wanting to partner and do Making the Band again. He said, one of the things he said was he doesn't think new artists could handle his level of intensity and coaching, and I honestly have to agree. I think everybody is way too sensitive.
Yeah, because ain't nobody walking.
Nobody going to get that cheesecake. Nobody. First of all, there's never going to be another Dylon. All five of them Dylons.
Top five dead or alive.
Dylon. He said he doesn't want to tarnish his legacy, but he knows that people who watched it would like to see it. MTV confirmed that the bag is to his liking, he said, but he wants to know what the public has to say, so he started the hashtag I Want My MTB. Do y'all want that hashtag I Want My MTB? What y'all thinking? Making the Band or no? What y'all thinking? Bring it back and leave it where it's
at. You asking us?
Yeah, what y'all think? Bring it back and leave it where it's at.
Left it alone.
Listen, they had a whole series, and we only play one song out of all the joints they made.
No, that's what's funny about that.
I played it today.
No, let me tell y'all something. What's funny about that is Aubrey from DMV Kane, she posted comments underneath it like, how about you like finish what you started with us?
Above the belt, baby.
Above the belt.
What is you doing?
So, update on ASAP Rocky Swedish jail conditions. All right. So, sources are saying that the conditions are actually inhumane.
So, it's not an IKEA situation.
I thought it was like IKEA. What? I don't know. So, anyway, I don't know what type of jail they got him in. So, they said the food is not edible. They say the facility is dirty and disease ridden. For the first 5 days, ASAP ate an apple a day. He about to be super skinny when he gets out. Snacks, okay? No. That's not funny. They said he's sleeping on a yoga mat with no blankets. A yoga mat with no blankets. Y'all laughing.
That's not funny.
Because it's not, but I had to say it because he about to be a snatch. I need to go eat an apple a day. So, what else is there? Oh, they said there's a prisoner in the next cell with severe mental issues who slams his head against the concrete wall and throws feces which have not been cleaned up.
What?
Sound like a situation of pink eye. Pink eye and itchy butt. Okay, that's what that sounds like to me because somebody is not wiping. All right, so there's a treaty. There's a treaty that we didn't know about. Y'all are cracking up. There's a treaty between Sweden and the U.S. where if a foreigner gets arrested, he has the right to see an official from the U.S. consulate. So Rocky asked for this meeting, and an official came, and he was denied seeing Rocky. So that's a violation of the treaty. The official thinks that he wasn't let in because they didn't want to see the conditions that Rocky was living in. So when the official finally did get to see him, there were two guards present while they were talking. His people, Rocky's team, tried to appeal the decision to keep him jailed, but was denied. And we won't know anything until they let him out or jail him because court proceedings in Sweden are closed to the public and the media. This is nuts.
Bruh.
I didn't think Sweden got down like that. They live in filthy. All right, so lastly, Lala Anthony. So there's a video of her in the club talking about if you, like, girls, if you don't need a man, you know, F them, whatever. Uh-huh. So that wasn't news to me. Like, Lala, you going through it, Mello. Like, you just hurt, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there's a guy, all right? Choke, no joke. You want to tell
no
who
joke.
Choke,
my
no joke
guy,
is?
Choke.
This parent was one of Big's best friends, right?
Choke has done a lot of favors for people in the industry. He's also, Choke has a lot of footage. All that stuff from backstage, everything else. Choke was the guy behind the camera, the tunnel documentary, all that.
Right.
But Choke was present for a lot of situations.
So, which I'm going to break down. So, Choke says that he goes on Instagram to say that the whole talk about Lala needing the dude is basically trash to him. It annoys him because her and her crew came up off of dudes. He said Mello gave her everything, especially his son. He said, you spit in that man's face in public, but you didn't like when Sugar J spit in your face at in public at Swizz Beatz Party back in the day. Now, who the hell is Sugar J? Now, Sugar J, I'm about to tell y'all.
Uh-oh.
Sugar J was Lala. Well, that was Lala was his girl. This is what Choke No Joke says. And he said that she was sneaking around with Mello because she knew he was a prospect to become an NBA player. Choke says that he was there when Lala got caught creeping with Mello. Sugar J and Mello got into a fight. Mello didn't know what was going on between her and Sugar J. All he allegedly saw was Sugar spit in her face. He fought. He was arrested and sued. Okay. Choke also says that Lala and her friends were always after NBA players, and some of them got babies by them. Like, this was like the goal of theirs. He also says that most of them are undercover lesbians.
What?
And that he thinks that his relationship, her relationship with Kelly Rowland and Kim V Kardashian.
Oh, hell no.
Is
hell
not what
no.
it looks
Hold
like.
Up. Stop right there.
And then he says,
I'm not mad about it, Brittany.
Then he says, do y'all ever see how hard Lala goes for Pride every year? Maybe she just wants people to live in their truth. Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to tell this man lying, but that just seems like a lot. So anyway, fast forward to 2018 when they were going through the drama with Mello and his new baby mother. Suge and Lala was allegedly messing around again last year.
What?
All right.
So listen, I cannot confirm or deny these things. I'm just telling y'all what was said unto thee. Okay. So we'll just keep our eyes peeled back and see if Lala's even going to respond.
All right, got another pair of tickets coming up, man. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.